What about as the white count gets higher, the bulk of tumor gets higher? I mean, is this a realistic concern? Are there situations? What would get you to use IV hydration, for example?
I think you bring up an important point, and that is the creatinine and the creatinine clearance, which is a critical feature that we need to pay close attention to in any patient who is at risk for tumor lysis or who is initiating treatment. So if they have renal impairment, then their risk for tumor lysis is going to be higher, and that applies to both patients with low-risk TLS disease or obviously patients with high-risk disease. So, and there is a correlation between creatinine and creatinine clearance and age. So the older we get, the less renal function we have. And so in patients who are older, this patient is 60. In a patient who's 70 or older, then I more closely monitor those patients and will consider IV hydration in those cases where the creatinine clearance is low and I'm worried about tumor lysis syndrome.
Have you seen cases, you know, like I just described, where patients actually ended up having tumor lysis syndrome from chemoimmunotherapy up front?
Yes, for sure. And again, it correlates with the bulk of disease, and it also strongly correlates with the kidney function, the renal function, and whether or not they're able to handle the electrolyte changes that occur when the tumor cells are dying.